Thus ever did rebellion find with you, ill-spirited Worcester.
Not we send grace, pardon, and terms of love to all of you.
Wouldst thou turn our offers contrary?
Misuse the tenor of thy kinsman's trust. 3 knights upon our party slain today. A noble earl and many a creature else had been alive this hour. If, like a Christian, thou hadst truly borne betwixt our armies true intelligence.
Well done. My safety is with you, and I embrace my fortune patiently, since not to be avoided, calls on me.
Fair Worcester to the death, and Vernon too.
Other offenders we will pause upon.
How goes the field? Noble Scott, Lord Douglas, when he saw the fortune of the day, quite turned from him. The noble Percy slain, and all his men upon the foot of fear, fled with the rest. Fallen from a hill, he was so bruised that the pursuers took him. At my tent, the Douglas is, and I beseech your grace I may dispose of him.
With all my heart.
Brother John of Lancaster, to you this honorable bounty shall belong. Go to the Douglas, deliver him up to his pleasure, ransomless and free. His valor, shown upon our crests today, have taught us how to cherish such ideals, even in the bosom of our adversaries.
I thank your grace for this high courtesy, which I shall give away immediately.
Then this remains. We divide our power.
You, son John, and my cousin Westmoreland, towards York shall bend you with your dearest speed to meet Northumberland and the prelate Scroope, who, as we hear, are busily in arms. Myself and you, son Harry, will towards Wales to fight with Glendower and the Earl of March.
Rebellion in this land shall lose his sway, meeting the check of such another day.
And since this business so
fair is done, let us not leave till all are won.